everything that you're going to see today was built through private donations, not taxpayer dollars.
At the beginning of a tour of the Waco Mammoth site, education coordinator Dava Butler briefly mentions the various groups that help support it. There's the Waco Mammoth Foundation, the City of Waco, Baylor University, and now...
Later today, we're about to have a fourth partner, and that would be the National Park Service.
Wow. Yes.
The site is now a national monument. That means the National Park Service will work with the City of Waco and Baylor to oversee it.
All right, so if you look over here, you are standing over the remains of an ancient death trap.
When the Waco Mammoth site first opened its doors to the public and to tours like the one I'm on now, it was roughly 30 years after Paul Barron and Eddie Bufkin originally discovered the approximately 65,000-year-old remains of Colombian mammoths. The site covers a sprawling 100 acres of land, but the focal point is the 5-acre dig site where the fossils of 24 mammoths, including a saber cat and a camel, were discovered. Their bones are housed in a modern, climate-controlled building that was part of a roughly $4 million fundraising campaign.
When you walk in, you're going to notice it is very cool and dry. That's for the protection of the bones, but it's great for us, too.
When National Parks Director John Jarvis visited the site in April, it was to gauge public support before he recommended its inclusion into the system.
You know, my impressions going into Waco Mammoth Park was that it already... looks like a national park.
But it took roughly 10 years and varying attempts to gain that status. In 2007, the Department of Interior conducted a survey that said the mammoth site was significant enough to become a national monument. After a location meets those requirements, there are then two paths to its incorporation. To explain, here's Jarvis again.
There are only two paths to the establishment of a new national park unit like this. There is the congressional path, and there is the antiquities path. No other paths. Those are the only two you got.
Former Democratic Congressman Chet Edwards proposed legislation to make that designation happen. Those congressional efforts ultimately fell short. But becoming part of the national park system through the Antiquities Act always seemed like the best opportunity for the Waco Mammoth site. President Obama has previously used it to establish or expand 16 national monuments. Back at the tour, Butler says she's excited that the site is now a part of the national park system.
I'm actually a Waco native. I was born in 1978, just a few months after these were found. I've been hearing about them my entire life. They feel like family.
The Waco Mammoth site is now the state's 16th location in the national park system, which includes landmarks from El Paso to Beaumont and down to Brownsville. But as Butler says during our tour, it remains the nation's only known fossil site that contains a so-called nursery herd of mammoths. With the site's new status, Butler says they'll be giving access to resources that will help with future excavation efforts. And in the coming years, Butler says, they'll increase their educational components, including adding an on-site lab, classrooms, and an educational playground. With KWBU, I'm Carlos Morales.